Happened earlier this week, but it's worth talking about, I think, one of these little, wow, we did that kind of stories. America's OSIRIS-REx spacecraft made contact, successful contact, with a 500-meter asteroid, which is 330 million kilometers from Earth, to collect 60 grams from the asteroid's surface so that it could be analyzed. Dr. Nicholas Erasmus is an instrumentation scientist and astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory. Nicholas, good morning.
Good morning, John.
How, really, they did that, is this?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty impressive, but NASA is used to pulling off these things, so it's getting less and less impressive, actually, so it's a little bit sad in that way. It's of course a first for NASA, but the Japanese have actually performed a very similar mission to this. They visited asteroid Ryugu a couple of years back, and their sample is due to return actually December this year. So both of these missions are just absolutely amazing, actually.
What makes it so amazing? There's a kind of answer to my own question in the very brief introduction that I give. The size of the asteroid, the speed at which it's traveling, the distance it is from Earth, all of those things combined make it really jaw-droppingly amazing that you're able to guide from Earth a satellite to make contact for long enough to get 60 grams that then get put back into the probe and brought back to Earth.
Yeah, it's like you said, completely amazing. But what makes it a little bit easier with Bennu is that it's a near Earth asteroid, so it has an orbit that's very similar to Earth. So it's like you said, not always close to us, but it's always in our sort of orbital neighborhood, and that allows the scientists to play all kinds of tricks to get there easier, relatively to say other solar system objects.
And the importance of this, I mean, why would it matter to know what the surface of Bennu is, what elements are in its surface?
Okay, so Bennu is what we call a part of a carbonaceous asteroid family, and what that means is that the regolith, so the rock and dust that Bennu is made out of, contain carbon-rich organic compounds, and these compounds are really what the scientists are after. And the reason for that is because these compounds are thought to be the building blocks that when they are in the right condition, like what we believe was 2 billion years ago on Earth, they can jumpstart or kickstart microbial life. And that's really why the scientists are after these samples.
And what expectation is there, or what evidence is there to guide an expectation of what might be found when the samples are analyzed?
So, obviously Bennu has been well studied, and other carbonaceous asteroids have been well studied from Earth. So we perform what we call spectroscopy using telescopes from Earth, and looking at these spectra, we can get sort of hints that these molecules are already existing there. But you never really know for sure until you've gotten a sample in your hand, and that's exactly why they've done this mission.
And so that comes. How long does it take to get back the satellite, OSIRIS-REx?
So I think it's departing Bennu next year sometime, and it'll only land somewhere in September 2023. So it's quite a bit of a wait. But like I said, the Japanese have done a very similar mission more recently, and their sample's due to arrive December this year. So we might get answers sooner than 2023.
And if those carbonaceous compounds are, as expected, found there, I mean, what does that tell us? It tells us that life might have been possible on the astronomical body from which Bennu detached?
No. So what they're basically trying to figure out is what type of molecules were floating around in the solar system during the time when we think life originated. And so the reason why they've collected these from the asteroid is because this is a very inert environment. So the molecules that we find on Bennu are exactly the same as what they were 2 billion years ago. They haven't been exposed to other gases because there's no atmosphere on Bennu and there's no geological activity on Bennu. So it's a very pristine sample that they're collecting from Bennu, and that's the reason why they're going to an asteroid and not just collecting these molecules from anywhere else.
Okay, so it is the big question. I mean, there must be life out there.
Exactly. So, I mean,
whether it's anything like ours is probably unlikely, but there must be life. And if compounds exist on this thing, which are the same kinds of compounds which gave rise to the life form that we know, that we experience on a daily basis, then that tells us something.
Exactly. But so, of course, there's always, you don't just need the compounds, you need the right conditions. So it's a combination of these organic molecules in the correct environment, and we believe that that environment was like that 2 billion years ago when we thought that microbial life sort of jump-started on Earth. So you need the combination of the two.
Thank you very much. Dr. Nicholas Erasmus is an instrumentation scientist and astronomer at the South African Astronomical Observatory.